All right, as we said, Andrew Filbert is a local golfer, and he is getting ready for the PGA Championship. In fact, he was out there just practicing a few minutes ago at Bethpage. He is with us right now. Andrew, welcome to Scheman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. How are you?
Hey, welcome back. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you guys today?
How freaking cold is it up there?
Yeah, it looks miserable.
Oh, today the sun finally came out, so it warmed up a little bit. I think it got to above 60 degrees finally.
Oh, geez.
Now, what was your practice regimen? Did you play a round, or did you spend some extra time on some holes? How did you handle today?
Let's see. Today we got 18 holes in today because the weather was somewhat decent. Monday we got rained on for 9 holes, and Tuesday we got the other 9 in and some cold conditions.
How are the greens are fairly smaller, right, than what a lot of pros are used to? How is that going to come into play, you think?
I mean, the greens they're definitely smaller, but I don't think that's the issue. I think it's just you got to get the ball in the fairway. If you're not in the fairway, you can't really attack any green. So got to find the fairway, then it makes the course a little bit more tame.
Mm-hmm. How are you feeling about your game right now, and how do you think that'll translate into tomorrow, that first tee box, that first round?
Going into this week, I felt really, really good about the game. The driver's struggling a little bit. Hopefully I can find that this afternoon or going in tomorrow morning. The irons and putter and short game are on point. So just got to find that driver, find some fairways, and then I can make some pars.
Well, you're teeing off tomorrow, 222, last group off on one. First, would you rather start on one? And two, are you happier you're starting, I'm not sure what the weather, in the afternoon as opposed to, say, late or early morning?
One's definitely the better starting hole. You can kind of ease into the round a little bit, and then having the late afternoon tee time, I think it plays to my advantage. I can kind of watch a little bit of the morning coverage and see how they're handling the golf course, see where to avoid and get some tips, insider tips, which would be good.
Andrew Filbert is a local golf pro here from Southwest Florida, playing in the PGA Championship tomorrow out at Bethpage Black, 222 tee off time, as Pete just said. Hey, what is your opinion of John Daly being allowed to use a cart on this course?
That's a touchy subject. I think if you got to use a golf cart, I think you're past your prime.
Yeah.
Well, it's great he's a champion and everything to be out there, but I don't know about the golf cart.
Yeah, it is. I think if it was anybody but him, they probably wouldn't even do it. But anyway.
Exactly.
Tell me about your playing partners. My boys at by the way, everybody at your old club, Bonita National, is wishing you the best. I've played this morning. And
thank you.
Wyatt and Mike and Derek and everybody and Adam, everybody wishes you the best, and we're all rooting for you. What was I going to say? What was the
opponents? Playing partners.
Your playing partners. tell me something about them. And did you know them at all before this? Before tomorrow?
Dylan Fratelli. I know. I've heard of the name a little bit. I kind of looked him up. He's had a decent career. Kurt Katayama. I think he's kind of just bouncing around on the web right now. A couple wins on the Asian tour, but nothing that's going to scare me too much. It should be a fun test for all three of us. We should have a good time playing together.
Now, what's your setup there? Because I've heard people, every time Bethpage comes up, there's like one road in from Manhattan. It takes like 3-4 hours to get in there, but not for you guys. Where are you staying? You got a nice house nearby? Mm-hmm. You got family with you? What is your setup?
We got, since we were kind of late entries, they have some room blocked at the Marriott on Long Island, so it's a 15-minute drive, which is real nice, and they give us an Escalade for the week, so we're driving around in a little bit of style.
Sweet.
So what's your take us through? You're gonna head out. What eat tonight? I mean, what time do you get up tomorrow morning? And what's your schedule like for the whole day? If we might get really personal.
definitely going out to eat tonight. Derek's actually in town for the tournament, so we're gonna take him and the wife and caddy. We're gonna go out to eat tonight, and then get up in the morning, 8-9-ish, watch a little bit of the golf, try and get on the course around 11:30, 12 o'clock, and try and just get used to the atmosphere of having 3-4 times as many people as the Honda.
Yeah. Now, are you like Koepka and a couple of the guys, how big a gym rat are you now, and is it a part of your part of your repertoire, so to speak, as you prepare for tournaments, or is it just like, yeah, I'll do my 20 minutes or whatever? And just, you know.
This is the embarrassing part. I really don't go to the gym at all.
Good.
I just don't have that discipline to get in there and work out. I'd rather go out on the golf course and play 36 holes rather than work out.
Do you think he's
nuts? I
just
kind of watch what I eat and exercise when I'm at work and just keep it simple.
Have you talked to Koepka? Is he nuts?
I passed him in the hall a few times. The other local guy, Justin Birch, got to play around with him yesterday, so I'm sure he's got some stories. But, he's a fit specimen, that's for sure.
I haven't even checked. I've been paying attention to the weather all week, but I don't know what it is for tomorrow and Friday. What do you know, and does that play in any kind of strategy?
Oh, it's actually going to get to the lower 70s, so it's going to be very nice weather, perfect conditions. I'm not sure about the wind, but I think it's going to be low.
Nice. Well, our friend, our texter Eric, said 15 is normally the hardest hole in the course. How's it been playing this week?
15 is ungodly long. if you don't find a fairway, you're punching out. And I've missed fairway both practice rounds, and I'm hitting pitching wedge up to the end of the fairway and hitting wedge on the green. When I found the fairway, I was able to get a 6-iron just up to the top of the surface. But when you're down on the fairway, the cameras don't do justice how high that green is up.
Mm. Wow.
Hey, what's it like for you mentally where you struggle on a particular hole or in practice, and then it comes up for real on Thursday?
Yeah.
How do you get over that mental hurdle? Like, all right, I got to get it together today.
Well, I mean, I know where not to go, so I just try and pick a line a little left of where I was or a little bit right of where I was, and then just take the medicine. If you hit in the rough, just punch out, and then I feel like my wedge game is pretty strong, so I can wedge it up there and make a 10-footer for par. Mm. I mean, that's the way I got to get around this golf course.
Yeah.
18 pars is going to do you quite well.
Yeah.
Well, I know we're wishing you and Justin as well. How well do you know Justin?
I know him fairly well. He's a good friend. There's always that rivalry and that competition throughout the last 3 or 4 years. We've actually been pretty good golfers, so.
Well, Andrew, we start our show at 2 every day. You're teeing off at 2:22. We are going to be locked into you tomorrow. So good luck, and thank you so much for spending some time with us today.
Go get him.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
A pleasure talking to you.
Thanks, Andrew.
Good
luck.
There's
Andrew Filbert, local, playing in the PGA Championship tomorrow.